these.
For the second year in a row, PEMCO Insurance has received the J.D. Power Award for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Northwest region. And if there's anything that makes us happier than receiving one award for serving the Gore-Tex-clad people of the Northwest, it's receiving two. It's kind of like discovering two dog-friendly hot yoga studios on the same block, or like capturing blurry footage of Sasquatch and the Seal Rock Monster on your camping trip. Because the only thing better than one is two. Except when that means coming to work dressed in the same early 90s plaid shirt and torn jeans as your coworker, that's just embarrassing. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
One night with the hilarious Wanda Sykes. Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, Tulalip Resort Casino.
Black folks, we always got to be dignified. Yeah, because we know if we f*** up, we just set everybody else back a couple of years, right? Well, we should have killed Flavor Flav like 10 years ago.
Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Box Office and Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind, smart-witted stand-up of Wanda Sykes. Live in concert. Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, 8 p.m. Tulalip Resort Casino.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013, MUFG Union Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
Believe it or not, the internet is good for your kids. It helps them to be more productive at school. And if you're struggling along with bad internet, they're wasting time. This school year, help your kids be more productive by switching to the X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for a year. You get double the internet speed free for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY to switch today. This offer only good till September 21st, 2014. Restrictions apply, limited to the new Starter XF Triple Play customers, and a 2-year term agreement is required. X1, Xfinity's amazing operating system. The simplest, fastest, and most complete way to access all your entertainment on all your screens. Get Facebook and Pandora right on your TV. Watch live TV and Xfinity on demand with the Go and mobile apps. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in. This Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road. Give Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning a call now for big savings on air conditioning or visit bobsheating.com.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around it.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino. The entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Hi, I'm Melissa Sterling, Director of Military Programs at Hilton Worldwide, and we are so proud to join iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes campaign to help veterans find jobs. Returning soldiers are some of the most technically skilled men and women in the world, and their global perspective, leadership, and experience align perfectly with Hilton Worldwide. iHeartRadio Show Your Stripes is helping to connect veterans and businesses. Learn how you can get involved at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. Hire smart. Hire vets.
This report is brought to you by your friends at 76.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. Northbound on the Valley Freeway, approaching 277th and Kent. Accident there in the center lane, really jamming up traffic in that area. Also northbound 405 through the S-curves all the way up into the Kennedale Hills. Stop and go. Southbound 405 backed up from 527 into the Kirkland area. And effort to Seattle, taking you 1 hour.
Play Tank 5 at your local 76. Fill up, get a game card, and you'll have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. Or visit 76tank5.com for details. And no purchase, mail-in, game card request options. Ends 8/31/14.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
All right. This was a while ago. There was a Bigfoot hoax. Every, by the way, Bigfoot sighting is a Bigfoot hoax. I know Joe and I disagree on that basic principle, but this turned out to be a hoax. But for a couple of days, they had found a Bigfoot down in Georgia.
Just a man,
a big hairy man. Did they just fake it?
He's been spotted a lot, from coast to coast.
There he goes,
He's got fond of the soap, and you can smell him from really far. There's a dead one right out back, not a lie.
That's just so fun because we got to be the Pips.
That's funny.
Gladys Knight, Bigfoot down in Georgia.
Unicorns.
Yeah.
Leprechauns.
Yeah, it just keeps going. We're doing on the phone top 10 and bottom 10 things ever on this show. Richard in West Seattle, Battle of the High School Bands. You loved it because?
Well, you guys were so keen to bring such great talent across the area. And then to get you could hear the excitement in those kids and the band instructors. And Bob, if I could just sidestep for a second, I just want to say that, and I know you know this, your presence on the radio, your daily dose of goodness is going to be missed. And I thought about this the other day. You are our John Carson.
Could you say that again? Whatever he said, it sounded like he was saying something nice, but your phone crapped out in the middle of that.
I said you are our Johnny Carson of the radio airwaves up here. It's not. Bigger than just Seattle.
Oh, right you are, sir. Very nice. Oh, but thank you very much. That's very sweet because I learned how to be a host from him.
Well, we're going to miss you, the whole gang, and we wish you well in the future, and hopefully we get to bump into you. And I want to throw out, too, I'd sure like to get you to Raisbeck Aviation High School where my kid goes to school. I think you would thoroughly enjoy that now that you've got some spare time.
All right. Well, I've got all kinds of time. And I'm going to say yes to every. Ooh, this could be bad.
Just say, yes,
say
to
yes to everything.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to be hiking a lot for Hikeathon. But feel free to send me an email.
Will do.
I appreciate all the kind words and that battle of the high school bands did so much for school band programs. But it cannot be said, as always, with all of the things that we've been able and lucky enough to do. It involved the whole show working hard at it because it was a ton of work. It also involved an incredible client, the Rockwood Fired Pizza, who it was their idea, and we had we said we've got the megaphone to make it really big, but it was those guys that initially had the idea that they needed to get pizza into high school students. I mean, that they needed to do something good.
Good. You're not remembering it correctly.
And get pizza to high school students. Yeah. And they did a phenomenal, phenomenal thing because they put up a bunch of the scholarship money. Yeah, thank you very much. Would you like a prize? That is definitely one of the top 10.
You know, I'd love to be with you guys on Friday, but I got to be out to Children's Hospital first thing in the morning. So if
don't feel bad if you want the Chicago and REO Speedwagon tickets, by the way, because that's a good concert.
You can say whatever you want. You don't have to bring Children's Hospital into this.
No,
you can
no,
choose.
You don't have to hold up sick children as your reason.
You know, if I could see Spike and the Impalers live, that would be grand.
Over Chicago and REO Speedwagon.
I saw Chicago was my first concert.
You're the man. All right.
You know, we haven't said this, but, you know, Peter Noonan, Herman's Hermits.
That's also
is an option. And I noticed you haven't put out there as an option for people because we'd probably get our asses kicked.
All right. Hang on a second. What's that, Joe?
There's any Chicago left. I'll take them.
Yeah, I want to go see
Oh, man. That's a good one.
All right. So in studio with us right now, and we're going to take more calls. 877-901-0957, and you can try on the text as well. And you know, why am I saying, I'm not saying goodbye. I guess I am.
Yeah.
But why am I talking to all of these incredible people? It's really because I think that I got to tell you something about the show. I could never do this show without being surrounded by incredibly talented people. And those of you who've been criticizing me all these years, you know that. Because it's really the cast of characters that make the show and always have.
You want to play the breaking news sounder, Pedro? Is this
breaking news?
Yeah.
I suck. People around me are incredible.
Never mind, Pedro. It's gone. It's gone.
Hmm?
It's gone.
What?
That breaking moment. That moment of, I don't know. I'm kind of melancholy today.
Are you melancholy? How come you're melancholy?
Why? Because, I don't know. We got 3.5 shows left to do and I don't know what's going to happen. This sucks. This really sucks. It made me sad. You would like me when I'm sad. I turn green, rip my shirt.
Bad about it.
Thanks. No, you shouldn't feel bad. I totally respect where you are and what you're going to do. Really do. Totally do.
Is there anything I can do?
Keep paying him.
Yeah, that worked. That was just fun. What's your guest house situation for the next few months?
Is that all you want is to move into my house?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I said no to Andrew, but you're funnier.
Oh, you're sweet.
He's going to love that.
And handier. Spike is used to doing the chores. I mean, he does the dishes and all that business.
I cook, I clean, I do dishes, I do laundry, I mow lawns.
You can move in. I just got to clear it with the wife. Uh-oh. I'll let you know later.
I do got to say, this week is tougher. Last week was kind of fun.
Last week was fun because, you know why? Because we're procrastinators and it still seemed far away.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the same way. By the way, dude, I'm mourning this week. I have no idea. I may lose it by the end of the week.
Yeah. I don't mean to bring it all down.
One week of goodbye was perfect. Like Friday at 10, I said, man, that felt good, you know, but this is a little harder this week.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get on let's go into denial again and just have fun. Because as I was about to say, what makes the show fun is the incredibly entertaining, amazing people that I've had a chance to interact with. And one of them is in the studio right now, and he's kind of an unsung hero. He's the guy that I met when I came to Seattle who loved the Beatles more than I thought I loved the Beatles more than anything. But he loved the Beatles more than I did and knew more about them. And dedicated his life to playing incredibly well. And it's Rick Lovrevich of the Beatniks, Apple Jam.
Super Jam.
Toe Jam. They got a whole bunch of bands. All great. The Beatniks, of course, initially was the band he was in when I met him. And he is the guy who's responsible in such a big way for all of our Beatle parodies. So we're going to play a couple of Beatle twisted tunes now. The best ones, boy, it's hard to say.
I asked Rick, I said, what is your favorite? He says, it probably has to be Taliban on the Run, which we did play.
We played that yesterday.
There are so many he's done so well. I saw her leaning there. I mean, we did one for when Paul got married and one when he got divorced. I think we did.
First off, Rick Lovovich, welcome to the show. And you're kind of soft-spoken. I don't want to say you're shy, but you're not one of those my ginormous ego band guys.
I'd rather be at the dentist right now.
I know, because like when I said asked you to come in, it was like, oh, okay. But really, do you have you do know how amazing you are?
No. No, I think I suck all the time.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. Ah, you're in good company.
In fact, I remember thinking, like one of the first times I did a Twisted Tune with you, I thought, this guy's going to discover I can't do this at all. So, and you kept calling me back.
I kept calling. Well, because initially, by the way, and I've watched you over the years, one of the things you've shown me is how someone who's like constantly self-critical just keeps getting better and better. And initially, like when we first started singing, we would do a lot of takes to get the pitch right and get everything right. And I would watch him in the studio. He'd be beating himself up.
Or you'd be beating me up.
And I did. But didn't we sometimes work till 3 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Making Twisted Tunes. And I thought, why? And by the way, you
thought
I would.
It was a labor of love. That's why.
Well, you thought I would discover that, you know, you weren't everything you wanted to be.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you would decide, this guy's a jerk. Why am I spending so many hours on this with him?
Yeah, why didn't you think that?
And by the way, I got to tell you something else about Rick, which is totally inexplicable. How long have we been doing these? About 23 years, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Rick would never accept a cent for his work.
Even the stuff for Atlantic Records?
Because I am not worthy.
No, that can't be it.
Thought you got your hand there, Rick. A bill for 23 years. Of work.
even when we taped elf
like nine pages,
glued elf ears on you.
We glued elf ears on him.
Fake teeth.
Here's what. And was it because it was radio promotion and you figured it was a PR thing? Because a lot of times,
it was because I absolutely enjoyed it. I loved it. Mm. I mean, it was fun. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun.
So when we would unleash a Beatles parody on the air and people would have such joy because it was so funny and you would nail that, even if it took you a bunch of takes to get it right, and you would nail that Paul attitude or whatever we were doing. That's just the most fun I've ever had. Yeah. Making the thing sound exactly like the original.
That was the goal, yeah.
So which one should we play first?
Well, you got Martha Stewart, my dear. I saw her leaning there. Got to get rid of my wife. Taliban on the run. It's Jesus' birthday. Ugh. All you need is
can't
elves.
Can't afford to drive my car.
These are just, I can't afford to drive my car. Can't afford to drive my car would be a good one. We haven't played that in a long time.
Once I saw her leaning there, I don't think I've ever heard
that. Oh, boy. I thought this song would get us in big trouble.
Oh, perfect.
But it didn't, so let's try again.
Well, what it was Paul McCartney married Heather Mills. And you could tell right away his family did not like her. And you know what?
They were right.
They were right. If you got good people like sniffing out whether the like what Lisa can sniff out whether potential friends of mine are good people or not, you're good at that.
Yeah.
If you got someone going, I don't like that person. Maybe sometimes they're wrong. But I would say probably 80% of the time you should listen to them because they're people that can sort of smell. And so people didn't like Heather Mills, but Paul McCartney was obviously head over heels in love. As much as the Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There, was like, as soon as I saw that person standing there, I fell in love with them. So we had this. Was it your idea? I swear to, it feels like yours, Spike. I Saw Her Leaning There. Was that yours?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's a little bit, you know, obviously it's a play on the fact that she has one leg.
Got it.
But this wasn't about that.
No, it was about true love. It's a love story.
Here it is. I saw her leaning there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen for Rick Lovovich. Incredible.
She's a gorgeous amputee.
got to give you goosebumps, doesn't it?
No. All I'm thinking is that I could do that so much better now.
You could do it better now. Yeah, that's right. Was that like 10 or 15 years ago?
Time flies.
Well, then I want to play. We're going to be on Bender's show in a few minutes. I do want to say this. Rick is coming back Friday. And who's playing Friday? Apple Jam?
Apple Jam, yeah.
Okay. You can hear them do it real Friday on this show in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. And I want to play one more short song. This was when Heather and Paul got divorced. Well, we did a couple songs. We said, Got to Get Rid of My Wife was a good one. But this is a really short piece that was very beautifully done.
Which one is that one?
Her Majesty. The really short one. It's like 42 seconds.
Her Majesty? Okay, let me find
it. Well, I don't know if that's what it's called. What is it called?
I think it's called... Her Majesty Heather.
Her Majesty, Majesty Heather. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right, thank you, Rick. Thank you for everything.
Thought Heather was a pretty nice girl, but she got some awful things to say. Thought Heather was a pretty nice girl, now I like it to go away. She told the papers that I grabbed her throat and tried to stab her with a half a glass of wine. Thought Heather was a pretty nice girl, but now she wants to rob me blind. No, no, now she wants to rob me blind.
Beautiful.
She better be careful or I'll blow off her other leg.
Well, that was an actual Paul quote, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was Paul. Yeah, actually, that was not
just
you.
Just lifted that.
All right, thank you, Rick. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Good luck with
you. Never wanted any credit or money for any of this. Let's make that clear.
Oh, man. The best.
He's going to go throw up.
You inspired me, you know. Really did.
Really?
That's how you kidding me. Yeah. All right. They're just amazing.
He's so uncomfortable. Yeah. Look at Rick Leverich. He can't even stand in here and listen to himself. That's amazing.
Well, you know, a lot of entertainers, like I have my friend Ben also. We have anxiety. I have anxiety. And it's just part of entertaining. Don't you all have some anxiety?
I hate hearing the stuff I've done. Yeah. I'm like him. I could do that better.
I love the sound of my own voice.
And then there are those.
I don't think you're being truthful. I've seen you when we play your song.
Oh, not
song.
Singing. No.
Okay. Okay.
No, but other stuff.
Other stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Quickly before we talk to Bender, Ron and Bridal Trails, your nomination for top 10.
Okay. I have got to say that you guys hooking up with World Vision has been the biggest thing that you could have ever done. You know, the stunts are great, the songs are great, but to be able to show us, the community, how easy and simple it is to affect someone else's life in such a dramatic way and to be so into it, to go to these places and tell us what it's like firsthand is just, it's life-changing for so many people on so many different levels.
Ron and Bridal Trails, I love that. Thank you. And yes, I'm going to give that to you, even though a bunch of other people have said that. Thank you for saying it so well. Hold on. Get him a prize. It's 8:25. We are supposed to talk to Bender. Are we on his show now?
On his show.
Now, do I have to go over there?
Yes.
Oh, do you guys stay here?
See ya.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Why don't you, hey, Joe. Come on.
I'll come back tomorrow.
Joe wants this chair.
Let me get some tissues.
I'll come back and the door will be deadbolted. You guys have fun.
Yeah, in a bit. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Bob Rivers Show. On 95.7 KJR.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Yamaha Motor Corporation. Tired of sitting in traffic day in and day out? Then turn your commute into a fun and stress-free ride on a Yamaha motorcycle. Right now, Yamaha is offering free demo rides so you can twist the throttle and discover all the performance for yourself. For more, Google Yamaha Demo. That's Yamaha Demo.
Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn has the hottest gaming promotions of the summer season. In June, Muckleshoot Casino gave away cars. In July, many lucky winners won wonderful cruises. And to end the summer in the month of August, it's nothing nothing but cash. That's right, $120,000 to be exact. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in August, 100 lucky winners using their Players Club card will be randomly selected between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. to win their share of $10,000. And baseball fans will want to make sure to get in on the Grand Slam giveaway. Through August 29th, stop by the Players Club. Sign up for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Seattle take on Washington in interleague play. Every Friday in August, 5 lucky signed-up winners actively playing with their Players Club card between 1 and 4 p.m. will be randomly drawn every hour to win. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Then come enjoy hot August action only at your casino. Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
With Clipper Vacations, your affordable getaway starts as soon as you step on board. Sit back and relax as the Clipper whisks you to amazing Northwest adventures, like a fun getaway to Victoria, B.C.
It's like a little European escape, only a few hours away.
There's so much to see and do in Victoria, including the amazing new Vikings exhibit at the Royal B.C. Museum. Clipper has day trips starting at just $99 and overnight getaways with transportation and hotel from just $156.
Aboard!
Or travel in comfort and style by Amtrak Cascades train to an exciting Vancouver, B.C. getaway. With Clipper Vacations, enjoy 2 days of Vancouver sightseeing, round trip on Amtrak Cascades, and overnight hotel stay from only $170 per person.
Shopping, sightseeing, playtime. Best weekend ever.
Get special kid discounts, details on your next getaway, and book everything, hotel, transportation, and adventures at clippervacations.com. Or call 206-448-5000.
Clipper Vacations.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair through August 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
The CW11 language system will change your life. You'll be speaking fluent Seinfeld with confidence, using simple phrases like yada, 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 yo, yo, ma. He's a bad breaker-upper. Seinfeld, Lesson 1, let's begin. Make sure you answer aloud when prompted. How would you say she has very large hands?
She had man hands.
Very good. Now, how do you say there's so much more to that story?
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still single.
Now, speaking in Seinfeld, say, let's go.
Giddy up.
Did your pronunciation sound like the speaker? Well, congratulations.
That is amazing!
Who knew that speaking Seinfeld could be so easy?
Finally, my stupidity pays off!
If you found the lesson difficult, return to the beginning and start again. Or better yet, watch Seinfeld every weeknight at 10 and 10:30 on CW11.
Giddy up!
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with Geico, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to Geico, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
One part Renaissance Fair attendee, one part attention seeker, and one part man of sartorial mystery.
PEMCO Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 41. The Utility Kilter.
The common man puts his pants on one leg at a time. Then there's the Utility Kilter. A man who tosses the pants aside, slips on a cut of itchy flannel, and heads off in search of polish for his combat boots, or maybe a scrunchie for his ponytail. He strolls triumphantly, as if to say, I am who I am. I am wearing a utility kilt, not a man's skirt, and I am ready for anything. Except maybe a cold gust of wind. Utility Kilter, you're one of us. And you deserve a local insurance company that knows a thing or two about coverage. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you. A little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound in the express lanes near Pike Street, we have a multi-vehicle collision blocking the right lane and partially blocking the left lane as well. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, southbound 405 backed up from the Kingston-Homish line all the way into Kirkland.
Delta Dental of Washington, covering the most smiles in state and nationwide. Go to DeltaDentalWA.com to learn more. Get in with Delta Dental.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
95.7 KJR. I think we have Bob locked out of the room, actually. Oh, he's banging. I think we're going to leave him out for a little bit, let him take a breather. This is the Bob Rivers Show. We're on till Friday at 10 a.m., and we'll let Bob in a little bit, but first I want to play this for you. This goes back to the late 90s. It was a sunny day at the shadow of Mount Si. Queensryche came out to Bob's garage. I think this may have been the last thing Chris DeGarmo ever recorded with the band before he departed. Here's Queensryche, live from Bob's garage on 95.7 KJR.
Now don't you cry, wipe away the teardrop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed, it was all a bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked pain of someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day. Your dream is over, or has it just begun? Silent lucidity.
Wow, that was Queensryche live in Bob's Garage. Happy times. Of course, they've had a bit of a schism now, and there's at least two Queensryches out there, right, Joe?
Well, there's one Queensryche, and then there's the other guys.
Yeah, we're down to one now. Michael Wilton's Queensryche is the official Queensryche. Jeff Tate went ahead and gave them the name and everything. Mm. And that was when that was probably the last thing I was saying before you came back. That might have been the last thing Chris DeGarmo ever recorded with the band, because he left shortly after that recording. And that was Queensryche in its entirety as they were formed, the original.
I think he ate something that disagreed with him that day at our house, and that set off a chain reaction.
It might have been. Yeah. It might have been the beginning of the end.
Queensryche there, live at Bob's Garage. It's 8:40. I just had a fun time talking to Bender.
Was he nice?
And Molly and Bannon. They're very nice.
Yeah. Did they tell you about Kesha and Beyonce and... and what's going on with Chris Brown?
No,
they ask you what you think of Miley Cyrus?
But I did confess that I'm a closet pop music fan. I always have been.
Nice. You came out. That's exciting.
They asked me if I listened to it in the car, and I said no.
No.
Because someone might pull up next to me.
Right.
They're there singing Ariana Grande and stuff.
Yeah. So 8:40, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Inside our studio now are some great hikers. One of them writes these incredible Mountaineers Trail books. Tammy Asars, who's my neighbor, and you've heard from her before, with Kendra Ramos, am I saying that right? Ramos, from the Washington Trails Association. I don't know if you guys were listening earlier this morning, but I was talking about hiking and what it has meant over the last 25 years to live in one of the most beautiful parts of the world. The kind of hiking, the kind of beauty that others travel for thousands of miles just to get a chance to see is right outside our back door. And one of the things I'm asking our audience is, you know, from time to time, I may try to help do some stuff after the show that makes a difference. There is a big World Vision project coming up. But this thing that I signed up for, the hikeathon with the Washington Trails Association, which takes place in the month of August, is going on now. And by the way, I told you about my knee doctor. Did you hear it? So I went yesterday, and the guy said, you don't need surgery.
That's awesome.
I know. He said, it's just rehab. And I said, well, can I hike? And he said, yes, but you can only go uphill. And I said, well, fine. I'm going to climb 18 mountains. And I'll worry about getting down once I'm up.
Well, that's not what Ed Wiester says.
No.
He says getting up is optional and getting down is mandatory.
I know. So anyway, I've signed up for the hikeathon. And I figured in the last couple days here, if some of you folks who truly appreciate the beauty of the Northwest and realize that you've never done anything, that you've taken those trails for granted and you've just hiked on them and never even knew how they got there, if you feel like helping out, I sort of modified what we were talking about the other night.
Yep.
And I decided that what I would do is anybody who makes a donation to our team, I would carry you up the mountain. Did you?
Carry them?
Yeah, I will carry every listener who makes a donation up the mountain.
Awesome.
Yeah, it sounds great until you hear the details. what I'm going to do is you make a donation and then send me a picture of yourself. And when we get to the top, we're going to choose a mountain that my doctor says I can go up. Also, Tammy and who's the other person on our team?
Craig Romano.
Okay. You guys are authors?
Yes, we are.
Both of you write trail books.
Okay. We do, yeah.
So I'm on a prestigious elite team.
You get to be on a team with Tammy.
Which is like I'm the last guy you pick to
pretty
be on your
team.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal.
Two authors and another.
Yeah. Anyway, they will be hiking. How many miles are you going to hike this month?
Oh, boy. Hard to say. I'm hoping my goal is around 500.
500 miles.
I went to Marshalls.
And I would hike 500 miles. Yeah, that's incredible. I'm going to pick a mountain for sure. And please just do a flat donation for me. Tammy, I recommend you do $50 a mile. See what she's got.
You'll go broke.
And by the way, these links to support us are on the website,
bobrivers.com. Pedro is Facebooking it out. Are you also doing something on Twitter?
We're going to be posting this a little bit later. We have to finalize the details.
Okay, I mean, and put a story online. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so look for it later today, and I'll remind you tomorrow. Tim and I were talking the other day about this, and I asked, well, what does the Washington Trails Association do, and are they nonprofit? And they're a 501c3 total nonprofit, right?
That's correct, yes.
Every penny?
Every penny is... goes to help protect and promote the places we love to hike and get out.
All right. And Kendra, how many miles do you think you'll hike this month?
Not as many as I'd like to, but I hope to get in at least 50, which sounds small, but
that's a good.
They make me sit behind a desk most
days. It sounds
days.
Small when you're standing next to Tammy, right?
Well, I know. Yeah. I know.
You get to be like on a team with Tammy.
It sounds like a lot for
sponsor me by the mile, and okay. I will make me work for it.
Okay. So now what does what happens to why do trails exist? Tammy, you wrote something in your book, Day Hiking Mount Adams and Goat Rocks. Can I read this?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. By the way, she has a picture of a chipmunk, cutest little chipmunk you ever saw. Tammy writes, one day while researching this book on a trail near Mount Adams, I was struck by a ponderous thought. Why was I hiking? Joe, you've been struck by that thought every time you've gone hiking.
What the hell am I doing here?
Yeah. Well, it's like, why did I park so far away? That's my version of that.
I have to walk back to the car.
Right.
Anyway, Tammy, who loves hiking, writes, why was I hiking? And why was I writing a hiking guide to direct others where to go hiking? In the course of my research, I learned that most trails were created as survival tools. Not for, by the way, recreation. Survival tools for shepherds, hunters, and gatherers. Why then, with a full belly and a warm home, was I wandering about on mountain flanks, huffing and puffing up hills, without a vital purpose? As I crunched over a snow patch left over from a stubborn winter, it hit me. There is a vital purpose for me and for all of us who hike. Day hiking gives the soul an opportunity to rest, the mind an opportunity to expand, and the body an opportunity to be challenged. Feet, instead of wings, bring us to high places where the cares of life are left behind and the modern conveniences we depend on don't get any bars. I mean, the phone doesn't work. The modern conveniences we depend on are unavailable. Hiking, not just about getting off the grid, but about getting back to the very things that build our human character. I spent an entire spring, summer, and fall hiking every trail in this book. When you write this book, you do every single trail?
Every single trail, yeah.
How many miles?
And more. It's hard to quantify because some of the trails I hike are not in this book, but it's somewhere between 800 and 1,000.
800 and 1,000, yeah, it's nothing to it.
I'm working on a book called Great Staircases of the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Some as many as three stories.
One of the best is right across the street.
That's some staircase.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I spent an entire spring, summer, and fall hiking every trail. Some of them inspire poetry high above the clouds, while others make the nice wooded walks and good places, make for nice wooded walks and good places to get exercise. I've come to love them all, the vistas, the breathtakers, the unimpressive, and the riparian and wooded. What does riparian mean?
Riparian, it's like a river, you know, the brushy stuff with the thimbleberries and the ferns.
So here's the deal. Sponsor us. It could be a small amount. If it's a large enough amount, we may invite you to go on the hike with us.
Nice.
For big donors.
But don't talk about annoying stuff and bother everyone.
Yeah, I'm talking to like Steve Ballmer out here. Look, I know you bought a team in L.A. You got plenty of dough. Give us a billion. That would help a lot.
That'd be great. Fantastic.
By the way, what do they do with the money? How do they maintain the trails?
Sure. So Washington Trails Association does a couple of really great things to ensure that the future generations are going to be able to enjoy these. First and foremost, it's education, making sure that people are out there hiking safely and sustainably. WTA.org will give you current trail conditions so you know what you're getting into before you get out there. It'll help you find a hike for whatever type of hiker you are, whether you're just starting out with a new family or you're wanting to find that next mountain.
They have a great app, too.
They do. We've got an app for the smartphones called Trailblazer, which is free and helps you find hikes nearby and get driving directions.
I like that one too, because you can plug in, like, if you want dog friendly or if you want kid friendly. That way there's no surprises depending on who's in the car with you.
Exactly. We also then take volunteers out to actually build and maintain hiking trails. So over 3,000 people join us every year. We work on almost 200 trails across the state. Ends up being 109,000 hours of volunteer trail
That's
work.
Totally volunteer work.
That's volunteer wow. work.
And you also work with landowners when it comes to private land that trails go across to some extent?
We work with some land trusts. Most of the land that we work on is public land, so county, city, national park and forest, okay. and really helping those agencies that no longer have the funds to make these public places safe and accessible on their own. We try and help fill some of that gap.
Right. If you're totally sedentary, and this means nothing to you, then we're not talking to you. If you are not sedentary or aspire to do all of those cool things Tammy was talking about, and you've used the trails all these years and you've never done anything, this would be a great time to just make a little contribution, feel good. And Tammy and I will carry you up the mountain.
If somebody makes a pledge to you on your team of $40, if I'm reading this right, a $40 pledge gets you an automatic membership in the Washington Trail Association.
That's right.
That's correct. It's an annual membership, and you'll get 6 copies of that great magazine that had the article of you in it.
Oh, I wanted to ask your permission for something, because I'm in the magazine this month, which
yes,
is a super honor.
Do I have to get 6 copies of the one he's in, or do I get 6?
Just that one.
Can I get 6 different magazines?
Can they request
that an option?
Can they request starting with this one if they sign up quickly in August?
If they put a note in their donation while supplies last, I will do what I can to make that happen.
That means maybe not. But it's worth a try. And may I, for our audience to help promote this, may I reprint this article on our website just so that they can read it as well?
We can make that happen.
Okay. That sounds like I should ask someone else if that's okay.
It does.
I shouldn't have put you on the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Trails Association, big nice deal.
Yeah.
The hike-a-thon goes August. If you know anybody who's doing it, do support them. And our team, 2 authors and a whatever I am.
You're a radio talk show host, Bob.
Not for long. We'll be working hard this August. I will carry you to the top of the mountain and take a picture of your picture with me on a special plaque we will make. All you have to do is make a donation. Large donators. We will invite some of you to come on the hike with us. That's it for that, 8:50. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank we appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks for all the work you do, too. I mean, I've been stepping on you and all your work for many, many years. I've hardly gave anything back at all. Coming up next, street parking fees in Seattle are changing. You're going to have to pay in places that used to be free. Uh-oh. Also, 100 years ago today, the first one of these appeared in Cleveland. Now they're in every city in America, and not many people like them. If you can guess what they are, you get to choose from our prize package.
Very first one, exactly 100 years ago today.
It's not a Wi-Fi hotspot.
No,
people
it's
love
not.
Those. 100 years ago today, it would have been soon for the Wi-Fi hotspot, too. What else could it be?
A lot soon, yeah.
Fire hydrant?
No.
Dogs love those.
Yeah, most people like fire hydrants.
If you can guess what it is on the text, you'll be eligible for a prize. And top 10 great things the show has done. Nobody's nominating the bottom 10, by the way. You're really nice people not to be
aren't
coming
they?
Up with that list. Yeah. Stephanie in Edmonds has one. Stephanie, what do you think? Top 10 moments of the show from the last 25 years.
There was a young gal that called into the show a little over a year ago, and she was struggling with her addiction. And Bob, you took the time, and I've never heard this done on the radio before, to stay with her and to chat with her live on the radio until you could circle wagons around her and get her some support.
That was Dawn.
Yes.
I remember that.
So do I. And it was very impressive, and it touched me, and it has stayed with me. I've never had to struggle with that kind of a thing, but it stayed with me. And it made me very, very proud to be a KJR listener. I grew up listening to KJR, and I'm knocking on 60, so I'm getting older listening to KJR, and you guys leaving is breaking my heart. But yeah, that was probably the most impressive thing I've ever heard of done on the radio.
Thanks, Stephanie. I think that goes in the top 10. By the way, she called us back a while afterwards and was doing well. Isn't that right? At first, she went, off the rails for a little while and then called us back.
She reached out again.
Yeah, yes. Last I talked to her,
she's still doing well, I hope.
We hope so, too. We can probably look, maybe find her.
All right.
Figure it out.
Thank you, Stephanie. I definitely, for making us remember that, want to give you some tickets to something. What do you want?
Actually, I'd like you to contact Dawn and give her whatever she wants.
Oh, hang on. Make her take something. But that's nice. She wants to give it up. She wants to pay it forward. Here is Patrick in Bellevue. Patrick, top 10. What do you got?
Okay. Can't possibly compare with what she just said, but I want to nominate Butternut.
Why do you want to nominate Butternut? I think it's a good nomination, by the way. Jody's given it the wah-wah, but why?
I didn't give it the wah-wah. I love Butternut.
Peter did, yeah.
Actually, Jody's part of the reason because, I mean, Butternut is fantastic because it got to focus on Pedro and it brought Eric out as a bass player.
Yep.
But just the immediate settings, that was all for charity, and the one time when you were, or one of the times you were at Luther's table, watching Jody's little boy dance through the whole show.
Ah, that was so cute, right? Oh, my God.
And Butternut's mantra is they will never take money to play.
And I hope they will continue.
That was a dumb idea.
There's definitely an organic joy that Butternut brings. I'll
all right,
say
thank
that.
You very much, Patrick. Hold on, I'm going to get you something right after this.
This is The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound in the express lanes near Pike Street, we have a multi-vehicle collision blocking the right lane and partially blocking the left lane as well. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, southbound 405 backed up from the Kingston-Homish line all the way into Kirkland.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
eBank brings you hassle-free ways to save.
Kevin from Seattle writes, "My secret? Fountain beverages. I sip, I fill, I sip, I save. It's a great beverage value." Okay, Kevin, are the hate stares from store employees really worth it? Really? Find a better value.
Introducing the KeyBank hassle-free account, a checklist account with many payment options and no monthly fees. Plus, with direct deposit, get a $150 gift. Get full offer details at key.com/150 or visit a KeyBank branch. Member FDIC.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Tree. Back to school savings start at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Stock up on notebooks, binders, pencils, paper, lunchbox, snacks, locker accessories, and so much more. Heading back to campus? Check out Dollar Tree for dorm room storage, decorations, and health and beauty basics. Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Hey folks, it's Bob Rivers here. For a while, I've been sharing some great customer stories from my friends at Bellevue Rare Coins. This next one is the kind that shows why these fine folks love what they do. Recently, a woman brought in an old coin collection that had belonged to her husband. She mentioned that she lived on a fixed income and hoped that the coins could give her a little extra spending cash. It turned out the collection was worth $20,000. Not only was this amount more than she was expecting, for her, it was life-changing. Now, we're not saying that everyone has a $20,000 coin collection lying around, but you may have unused, broken jewelry, watches, silver, or even gold pieces tucked away that could be turned into cash. There's no point letting it all sit around and collect dust. Have one of the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins give you a free evaluation. They'll pay what your valuables are really worth, and who knows, maybe change your life while they're at it. Visit Bellevue Rare Coins today in Bellevue and Linwood.
Welcome to Safeco Field, your summer sanctuary. The only time machine man ever got right. This is the Fountain of Youth, where legends are born and kingdoms rise up.
The King's Court is loud tonight.
Welcome to your living room, your kitchen, and your back deck. The place where everybody's your buddy, except for the nine guys wearing the wrong uniform.
It's a bases-clearing double for Robinson Cano.
Welcome to the Woe Show, the Wow Factory, the Sweet Spot, the Chapel of the Changeup.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and he got him.
Welcome to the corner of Edgar and Dave. Welcome to Safeco Field, Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
It's time to play more summer baseball at Safeco Field. The Mariners kick off a 9-game homestand, starting with two rare games against the Atlanta Braves tonight at 7:10 and tomorrow afternoon at 12:40. Saturday, Lou Piniella will be inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame, and the first 20,000 fans will pick up a commemorative bobblehead. Get tickets now at Mariners.com.
People from Seattle love Seattle. Yet one thing we all have in common is a desire to experience new places and new things. That's why Alaska Airlines offers nonstops from Seattle every day to more than 70 destinations across the country. Places like Baltimore, New Orleans, and Tampa. In fact, Alaska flies the most nonstops out of Seattle, more than any other airline, making it easy to go on all kinds of adventures and get back home to Seattle. Thanks for flying Alaska Airlines.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future. 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013. MUFG Union Bank N.A. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
University of Phoenix versus take my word for it.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, boss.
How do I know you can handle this new role?
Take my word for it.
At University of Phoenix's School of Business, we make sure you can give more than just your word. Earn business certificates to show you have the skills to impact your career now, before you graduate. Learn more at phoenix.edu. University of Phoenix. Let's get to work.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lee Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleeappliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a big issue in the I-5 southbound express lanes at Pike, right near the end of it. Got an accident there blocking what looks like both lanes and really jamming up traffic in the express lanes out to 522 at stop and go. So avoid the express lanes. I-5 southbound, the main lane's a little slow from Northgate down to 520, but it'll be a lot faster than the express lanes.
Attention fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. I
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. That's our intern Madeline's favorite song, which some people find hard to believe since you're like 19, right?
I'm 20.
20.
Yeah.
That song was old before you were born.
Pedro said, I asked Madeline what her favorite song was, and she said Black Dog, and I do not believe her. She lied to me.
Is that
Pedro.
The new Britney Spears?
She lied to
Black
me.
Dog?
Yeah. Do you like pop music, too? Yeah.
I'll catch myself where I'll be like, oh, I hate that song, but then somehow I'll end up singing along to it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. My one roommate I had this year was obsessed with One Direction.
Oh, no.
I know. And I would hear it all the time in our apartment, and then one day I was driving, and One Direction song came on. I knew every single word to that song.
No, that's terrible.
I wanted to cry.
You can't live with that girl. What's her problem?
She has a slight obsession.
Musical terrorists. That's what I call those young bands.
A 20-year-old girl going after One Direction is like a cougar, right? Like you're.
No, they're actually like in their 20s.
Oh, are they? So yeah. It seems.
And now
just
you know how
right.
old they are. This is really sad.
She's like, no. She's like, no. Really? Liam is actually
Harry
19,
and
Harry's 22. Yeah.
So they're a boy.
British boy band. Yeah.
British boy band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not. Well, Madeline has been our intern for the summer, and she is getting in the car with her dad and driving back. To Arizona, University mm-hmm. of Arizona, right?
Oh, Arizona State.
Arizona State, excuse me. You're driving back to Arizona State with your dad mm-hmm. to resume your studies, and so we lose you a little early in the internship.
Yeah, I have to get back earlier because we start on semesters, and they start a lot earlier down there because of the weather, so I have to head back down with my dad. So
you've enjoyed your time.
Mm-hmm,
you did a great job.
Thank you. I've had a blast. It's been so much fun.
Thanks for the muffins.
You're welcome.
You brought the muffins in today?
Yeah, she made the muffins. Mm.
She made them all for you then.
Yes,
you
did.
Because none of us could eat them. Now, before you go, you had fun. Did you and Josh, like, you guys seem to become friends, right?
Yeah, we are pretty good friends. It's been fun interning with him. He's been a very interesting person to experience because he's very unique. I don't know. I'm just.
That's the friend zone. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah, why you've got a unique look.
Yeah. No, I had lots of platonic friends. You don't have to explain it to me.
Yeah.
I was the unique one in that case. No, but obviously you guys actually had a cool rapport going on there. It was sort of nice to catch the vibe. Do you think you guys will stay in touch at all?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's neat. When you graduate from school, mm-hmm. what's your vision?
Hopefully to get a job somewhere, but
good job, lady.
That's all you need.
Moon.
But you're a girl. You mean you want to get a job?
Get a job somewhere. Yeah.
This would
degree.
Be an episode of Mad Men now.
Yeah, no, but I hopefully wherever I can find a job, like
what kind of a job?
Well, hope maybe at a station like this. I don't know. Wherever I end up,
honey,
I want.
If I could mentor you at all in the time that we've spent together,
mm-hmm.
I would advise you to quit college. Learn how to cook and find a nice man to take care of you. Because as a woman, you shouldn't have to go out and work. You should just have to focus on your family and on looking pretty and keeping fit for your husband.
Hold on. My head or Jody's head is about to explode. I'm not sure which.
No, she's on something here. Jody, how important is lipstick when a man returns home from the day?
Spike, I'm glad you asked. Lipstick is very important. And just because you're in your own home doesn't mean that you shouldn't put yourself together nicely for your husband. For instance, he's been at work all day seeing other women. Do you want to not look good? You have to look just as good as those other women or else he's going to have sex with one of them. So you have
and
to
that
be
would
in
be your fault.
Shape. Of course it would be your fault.
Say, Marge at work wears a pearl necklace. How come my little woman doesn't wear a pearl necklace? Maybe she doesn't care.
That's it.
And
you
this
good?
May be the worst martini ever shaken. I'm supposed to keep it in my pants when you can't even make a good martini.
I love being able to mentor the interns.
That's beautiful.
I feel been, like I gave good advice.
You've been so inspirational.
I know.
Anything else you want to mention that you've enjoyed while you're here? Nope, nothing. Well, we've enjoyed having you, Madeline.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, more parking that used to be free. Drivers in 5 more Seattle neighborhoods will have to pay for curbside parking as the city figures out that it's a way to print money. Why not? Why shouldn't you have to pay to park everywhere?
Until 8 p.m., these places are going to be now.
12th Avenue near Seattle University, Cherry Hill around Swedish Medical Center, and Fremont just north of the bridge. Also the Ballard Retail Core, including the Northwest Market Street. Green Lake, you bet you're going to pay for parking too. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I say slap those meters up everywhere.
Me too.
Why not? Just like Jody with her wonderful advice for a young lady
That's
making
right.
her way in the world. I say the more parking meters, the better. It'd be fantastic. Okay, also, want to see a nationally known artist in concert every day for the rest of the year for free? You can. How, Joe?
Go to yahoo.com. They are going to be streaming with Live Nation concerts, live concerts, people like Dave Matthews, John Legend, for free every single day for a year. And this is a really pretty big business deal that Live Nation's put together with Yahoo.
So what are they doing? Are they taking concerts they already had scheduled and setting up a sound truck and mixing them and videoing them and putting them out?
Yep. And what they do with the artists is they promise them a year down the line they get all the rights so they can put out their own DVDs and everything.
So they front all the production
mm-hmm.
and they give them back in a year.
Right. And these guys get to sell songs because you get to hear songs that you wouldn't hear otherwise. A lot of really big acts. A lot of them are from around here. A lot are going to be in Seattle and Portland. Some, you know, not as big. But if you go to yahoo.com, you'll see the full schedule. And every day there's a live concert. All you have to do is just log on. There's no cost or anything.
Live Nation's partnership with Yahoo is a rare win, they say, for music fans because we get to see them for free. It began with the Dave Matthews Band in mid-July and includes free high-quality concert footage that is kind of a win-win for everybody. The company's providing it, get to sell ads, and they say that that's sometimes more profitable than concert promotion.
A lot of people these days are Bob Weir had started his TRI studios down in the Bay Area where, you know, Lucas Nelson or Willie Nelson or Bob Weir or whoever will just go in there and plug in, and all of a sudden you'll be seeing them live. It's the way to go without having to go out there on the road when some of these guys are getting tired of going city to city. They'll be in every city all at once.
You know what's interesting about this?
What?
Well, decades ago, Joe was ahead of the curve because you were part of a cult of people that followed the Grateful Dead
right.
around the world. And what did you guys do? Yeah, granted, it was on crappy cassette tapes, but you collected and traded shows so that people could have all the shows.
Yep, and the Dead were the first to authorize it. Everybody else was searching you up and down to make sure you didn't even take a picture. And
right.
the Dead were like, we'll give you a section where it sounds the best, right by the mixing board.
So that you could record it.
So that you can put
they
your...
knew, first off, they wouldn't live long enough anyway. It didn't matter. No. They knew that by giving the concerts out for free, that it would make their fans bigger fans and would make them more popular.
And these tapes have gone on to become most of them made into CDs, the really good ones, and mm-hmm. they've resold them as Dick's Picks, and now somebody else is picking the shows.
Uh-huh.
And,
so,
and a lot of them are still alive. Phil Lesh, Bob Weir, still going strong.
Yeah, I know. The band is
Mickey Hart, there, just yeah. Jerry's the one that's gone.
Yeah. So here what you have is now the economics of the concert. Man, live music is getting bigger and bigger. Now the economics of the concert business are such that these events used to just have to be there. Remember, like someone would, like with their cell phone, they'd mm-hmm. record Steve Perry getting up on stage with
what was
the band's names, the Eels.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would, here's someone's cell phone snuck into a Van Halen concert when they reunited. And now, for a lot of these concerts, they're going to be recorded in high definition video.
And played live. This is something yeah. you will see as it happens. And Live Nation has said, we're not making much on concerts. We need another revenue stream. And they're going to make a lot more on the ads from this than they are on the actual concert tickets.
But see where this is going? You'll be, like right now, if you want to see a Michael Jackson concert, they have to trot out a hologram, right?
Yeah.
But in the decades to come, if you want to see a concert, you'll just be able to go on demand to the night in history and the city that you wanted to see that concert. Isn't that weird?
You can kind of do that now.
Little?
Yeah. Like the Civil War is one of my favorite bands. They've been on hiatus because the two of them can't get along. So sad. Today they broke up officially. Whatever. Mm. So I decided I wanted to put it on Facebook and do a little remembrance. And I called up. I just looked on YouTube and I was like, Civil Wars. And I plugged in the song that I wanted. And I pulled up 14 different times they played it live.
I saw a Civil War tribute band, bunch of fat guys in blue and gray uniforms. No, that's wasn't the same.
That's
no, that is what I'm talking about.
Oh. Is that really?
No,
Bob. Oh. But that, imagine now, if there was a Civil War going on now, you could actually, they film everything, you could actually be in it 100 years from now. I mean, it's really weird. You're going to be able to experience just about anything you want to experience as more and more things get taped. And that, recorded for posterity.
That just takes away the special of being
it's almost like it's almost like I'd rather hold a book in my hand than have it on my iPad. You start to have that discussion. I'd rather be there live.
And if you have a nice man cave with a good sound system and a good TV, it's nice to be able to sit there and watch Fish from your living room play live. I saw Yes do this in a theater many years ago. They played one show and they put it in cinemas all over the world, you know, and then they play one show and they play for 100,000 people all at once, and you're in the comfort of a movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, how is it different from the NFL? Think about it. How is a concert different from an NFL game? Almost not.
It's almost not. But that being said, I'd rather be at the Clink watching the Seahawks play live than watching it on TV. That's me.
That's because you enjoy public restrooms more than I
enjoy
do.
Waiting in line, peeing next to strangers. I do it every day.
He doesn't enjoy public restrooms. He just doesn't not enjoy them.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I, and by the way, how about you just have a choice? You can do either. It's kind of interesting.
I just think beers are better when they're warm and $15 a piece. Mm. You know, I really do.
Free concerts on Yahoo. All right. So these are already underway.
Yep.
Who's the concert today?
If you go to yahoo.com, you can look. I don't have it right in front of me, but I will see.
Butternut. Is that
Butternut.
Today? Yeah.
Preserved for posterity.
I know there's some big ones coming. I think Justin Timberlake's got one. John Legend's got one. Oh. I'll look, but I have a $40 computer here, so it may be a while.
And while he's checking on that,
Well, this is a loner, and they said, you know, you're only here for a week. So
they're giving you the worst computer in the building.
It works a little, but, you know, obviously I'm not.
You should be happy to have a computer.
Yeah, I am happy
to have
some
people don't
something.
Have a free computer. Right.
I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, but
I am.
Computers are so old compared to your smart devices like your phones and your iPads and your Androids or whatever. Mm-hmm. Every time I sit down at the computer, I feel like it's like one of those old crank start cars. Because when you boot it, when you boot it up,
that's
it takes
nothing, Bob. You should have seen the first time we had to write stuff down without a pen. It was fabulous. We'd take a turkey, a live turkey, pull a feather out, dump it up his butt, and write with the mud. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Of course, trying to save that mess, and he had to reboot. When you wanted to reboot it, you would put your foot right up the turkey's backside. That was the original reboot. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, Mario, our computer guy, was
$40. For $40, I bought half the state of California. For $40. Because most of those people could not add in English, if you know what I'm saying. Pesos, why not? Sure, I'll take all the pesos you got.
He gave this to me last Friday, and he said, you know, he goes, don't worry, I'll get it working for you by Monday. And
Monday the 11th.
And he said,
he gave you, Monday the 11th. Brand new things are happening here. Everybody gets $40 computer. It's like being on the Ken Allen show. Another $40 computer for you and for you and for you.
And he said,
Ken Allen came here on a boat, you know, with Colonel Self.
I said, Colonel Self? I love it.
I said, I tell you what, okay, well, get it running for me, and you can just like stick it in a drawer in my desk or you know, hide it over here. He goes, hide it. And he says, I'll just leave it sitting here. And I said,
no one would steal that.
Yeah, he goes, you think anybody's going to want this thing? This thing's it's worth about $40.
That's how they catch crackheads on the sidewalk. They put that.
It's funny. If you have a computer that's like 5 or 6 years old, it's like tickets to something no one wants to go to.
Yeah.
If you try and give it away, because it goes so slow. And I don't know if I ever want to buy a new computer. I think the tablets are fine, right?
We're about to upgrade an old laptop that literally does nothing except hold photos. You can't even turn it on to look at them. And we're going to get a Surface Pro.
All right. Yeah. Coming up, Jody with the news. She has a lot. But I also have some backstage past guests in the studio right now that I definitely want to talk to. And we're going to, they took away our microphones.
Yeah, come over here.
Katie and Carrie are here. But we normally have two microphones there for backstage past guests, and they needed them for, I don't know, a telethon somewhere or something.
Yeah.
And you could see, they were actually, it's almost like that Star Trek. Remember Star Trek when they were on Saturday Night Live and they were removing the set as Captain Kirk was still sitting in the chair?
unplugging lights, port lights.
They were unplugging lights to save
a tricorder.
I understand the new morning show wants all the microphones bedazzled.
Yeah, bedazzled. So that's what they're doing.
They come over and grab Spock's ears right off of his head during that scene.
Kerry Bivens from Toyota at Puyallup. And by the way, when I first made the announcement that the show would finish its run after 25 years, I only called one person ahead of time because they asked me not to tell anybody and they wanted to talk to clients. And I said, I got to call Kerry because, well, we've been working together for 25 years. And I think we actually just talked by email. But and I waited till, I don't know, it was Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And because of... The truth is that I own like 60 Toyotas, and I like doing commercials for stuff that I actually really believe in. And then when I met Kerry and got to know Toyota Puyallup, they're just the greatest, I swear, the greatest dealership on the planet Earth. And yes, she has given me money to say that.
Sure, sure.
But plenty of people give me money, and I don't say the greatest on earth. I say pretty good.
Yes. Here's what's written down for me to say.
Anyway, Kerry wanted to come in, and you with Katie, who's been working with you for how long?
How long, Katie?
Almost eight years. I think that, isn't that when we started officially working together? Around the same time that Katie started.
A little before, but yeah.
It was a little before? Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you came in to visit the show.
I wanted to see you all before you signed off.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we all get free Toyotas now?
Everyone
you
gets
get
a new car.
Look under your seat.
This is the cutest jacket, by the way. You are stylish.
Oh, thank you.
My goodness, that is amazing.
Thank you.
Mm. So,
not to be hitting on you or anything, I apologize.
Look, I just want to say thank you. And when I first started working with you, I said I was never going to do another car company because, first off, Toyota was coming out with the Prius, and I so wanted to promote it that, you know, I said for several years that I wanted to do that. And I had all new Toyotas, and I had already bought them at Toyota Puyallup.
Right. I think you bought your first vehicle. Was it the Land Cruiser from us?
It was a Land Cruiser.
I think you bought it from my dad.
It was your dad.
At Cheney Stadium.
Yep.
In the mid-90s.
What it was you were having one of those clearance parking lot sales.
Yeah.
Where they move all the cars to a parking lot.
Yeah, dirty gravel lot and deliver your new car.
Exactly.
Yeah, we love those.
And by the way, Lisa loves the word sale.
Yes.
Oh,
she loves the word sale. And Lisa said she had seen a big ad, and it was like clearance and, you know, save. And so we had the kids at the time, and we needed something, you know, we needed a giant
You had a Land
vehicle.
Cruiser.
I had a Land
No more making fun of me.
No.
2 days left.
I had my gas guzzling days.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I guzzled a lot.
Land Cruiser, roomy. Lots of room for all your stuff.
Yeah. So we went to this thing, and was it your dad that I met?
I think so.
Wow. The guy was just so nice, and I loved the Land Cruiser, and Toyota's had such an incredible reputation that we drove that off. But we also got something else. I can't remember what else we got. I don't know. A few years later, and this is long before we worked together or I even met you, I was working with John Martinez,
mm-hmm.
the same sales guy for like 20 years.
He's been with us 25 years.
Yeah. And it was Lisa's birthday, and she would say, those Toyota pickup trucks last forever. And she kept saying, because she wanted a Toyota pickup truck. And I think that we had one, and she sold it, and she regretted it and hated the fact that she sold it. She said, those Toyota pickups, I should never got rid of that. That lasts forever. And so I called John, and I'm a procrastinator. It was Lisa's birthday. And I said, John, and seriously, it was like I was calling Pagliacci to order a pizza. I said, what do you got for used pickups, just a year or two old, sitting on the lot? And he said, oh, I got this. And I said, it's Lisa. She wants a basic model. She wants door handles that roll up by hand. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want any, because Lisa thinks that all those features are just stuff that breaks down. You know, she's gotten over that, by the way.
I know. She
She's a princess now. But anyway, I ordered it like a pizza. And he said, when's her birthday? And I said, well, it's kind of like today. And I was figuring I would give her a card that said, you have this Toyota pickup, and you guys delivered it.
We deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
30 minutes or less of the Toyota's free.
That's right. Your next one's
nice.
On us. Yeah. I have to say, when you mentioned earlier about doing ads for us, a lot of my friends and business associates come up and say, boy, Bob must really like you. He talks about you all the time on the air. And I said, we pay him to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
So funny.
You get a little bonus with him, too.
But yeah. I have to say, Bob, it's never felt like that. As much as it's been a business relationship, you know, it's been a great friendship as well. And I really, really appreciate you.
I'm available.
Yes, I hear.
To continue doing ads, if you like. But I also understand, you know, without this morning show,
megaphone,
where I, you know, we have this day-to-day relationship, it might work, might not work.
Carrie, but just for the humor, if you could say no to what he just said. Wouldn't that be amazing if she was like, no.
You've lost all your leverage. Goodbye.
I'll take the rest of the team. Yeah. I'll have to get Jody out of her Subaru, we'll work on that.
It's all fine, however it goes.
That would be so funny if she was like, no. Right. Are you joking?
Well, thank you, guys. You do a tremendous job, and it has been wonderful working with you. And, you know, we'll have time to visit now.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. We'll go to that winery out in Clay Ellum.
Yes. Swiftwater Cellars.
When is Spike going to be there?
That will be August 29th.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see you then.
Yes. By the way, this is a totally weird segue, but you know how we were talking about Dawn, the former heroin addict?
Yes.
She's on the warm line right now.
Oh, wow. All right. So she must be doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say hi to her. Dawn, how are you?
Hi. What's up?
Oh, wow. Well, a listener was just calling in and saying that one of the coolest moments they ever heard on the radio was when you called us and said, I'd like to stop using heroin and I'd like to. And I was, by the way, I was at that moment, I didn't know what to do because first off, there's nothing I could do but listen and maybe wait for someone, preferably of the female gender, to call and want to get together with you. And we ended up trying to do that And then I didn't hear about anything for a while, and then you called back and you said you were doing well. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it is, actually. I slipped up for a while there, but I've been clean for almost 4 months now. And, when I called and, for you guys to stay on the line with me and just do what you could, that was really awesome. Just thank you so much. It was so cool just to really feel like you guys actually cared.
That's our job, as Carrie knows, to sound like we actually care.
Yeah.
But we usually do care, which is why it's worked so well. But when you called, I didn't know. I mean, who knows how it's going to come out? But but most of the time, when people actually reach out, they just want someone to listen to them, and if they feel listened to, that's a great start. But tell me, how did it go? How did you actually get sober? Who helped you? And just a little bit of the story, if you don't mind.
I was actually in jail for a few months, the first couple of months of this year. And then when I got out, I stayed clean on my own for almost a month, but then, I don't know, it just got really bad really quick, and I actually ended up ODing again and went to the hospital, and it was, this really big, scary thing for me. And then so I was just like, wow, something needs to happen. So I went to treatment for the first time. I went to inpatient, and that was amazing. I had never been to inpatient before, and it was, I don't really know what I expected, but it was really cool to learn about addiction and, you know, just be given all these tools and learn how to help myself and how to live without drugs and just how to enjoy life again and how to be me and love me. And,
wow.
Yeah.
You sound great. How old are you again?
I'm 25.
25, Dawn. Speaking of Dawn, you are your whole life ahead of you. And when bad stuff happens to you and you learn from it, it can make you incredible for the rest of your life for other people, as long as you keep giving back to other people.
Definitely. And my parents, too. I got to say thanks to them because they've been so supportive, letting me stay with them and just helping me, you know, get me to outpatient, get me to my classes and everything. So, I don't know, I think that I have, I still have my family support. I know that a lot of people out there don't. And it'd be a lot more difficult for them. But, yeah.
All right. Dawn, you brighten the day again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the top 10 great moments on the show. Nobody had any bad moments. So let's just keep those to ourselves. 928. When we come back, Jody with the news.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Crystal Mountain Resort. Take a ride on the Mount Rainier gondola at Crystal Mountain Resort this summer for the best view of Mount Rainier and access to Washington's highest elevation restaurant. It will leave you speechless. Crystal Mountain Resort is open daily this summer until September 21st. Visit crystalmountainresort.com for details.
A lot of people talking about the things we've done over the years, and I'm really happy that the guy who mentioned Spike and I losing weight is being a very significant milestone in this show's history. Not only in this show's history, but in my history, which is going to be a much longer history now. I'm 50 years old. I figure I'm about halfway there. And now I've got the body to take me the other half, thanks to 3010 Weight Loss for Life. I've lost in the neighborhood of 65 pounds since we started this in mid-March. And I'm still rolling. I plan on rolling until I get to under 200 pounds, and maybe even then a few more. I'm going to be down to my Marion weight by the end of the summer, and if you've got a lot of weight to get off, or even a little weight, you can do it really quickly, really easily, and really healthy at 3010 Weight Loss for Life. Right now, these guys have four locations, and I suspect more are coming, but Silverdale, Kent, Bellevue, and a brand new Everett office are the four places you can go. Call 855-843-3010 to ask any question about the program, or just go to 3010weightlossforlife.com and read all about it.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013, MUFG Union Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
What kind of summer do you have planned this year? More importantly, how are you going to pay for it all? Why not bring your coins, gold, silver, and jewelry to the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins for a free evaluation? You might have something right under your nose that could be turned into fun summer cash.
The Seattle music scene is alive and well.
There's so much going on here, so much talent.
Get up close to the hottest up-and-coming local bands.
I want to get big. I want to be a beacon. I want to be a light.
It feels like what I'm supposed to be doing.
You better play every note like you mean it.
CW11 serves up Band in Seattle.
There was nothing around us to influence us. So like mold in a basement, we just grew.
Band in Seattle, Saturday nights at 11 on CW11.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quilcedar Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting details online at QCCCasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at the Q.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your boat trailer, and I'm fed up. All summer long, you drag me from lake to lake, thousands of pounds on my back, and your rear end at my front. Until today, I notice you forgot to hook my safety chains. So all it takes is one big bump in the road, and I'm free to run into another car. Now you have a sinking feeling because your cut rate insurance might not cover this repair bill. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
Like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote, call Everett Allstate agent Bill Demarutis today at 425-259-0635. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off, on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Great Clips, our online check-in app saves you time with your back-to-school haircut. Now we're saving you time and money because it's raining school supplies on our great list daily winners. Ah, staplers! Submit your back-to-school list and we could ship it to your front door. Ow! Who sharpened the pencils? Be sure to download our online check-in app and we'll make a donation to adoptaclassroom.org. Scissors? Go to greatclips.com for details. It's going to be great!
Over 75 greater Western Washington area locations.
If you're worried about paying your mortgage, here's some good news. The federal government's Making Home Affordable program has been extended. Also, there are new opportunities for more struggling homeowners to qualify. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, additional help is available. Get mortgage relief today. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE. Hope.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, getting word from the DOT trying to get some more details of a collision on State Route 18 eastbound near I-90. Sounds like you can actually get to I-90, but it also sounds like it's extremely slow through the area. We're trying to get more info on that. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is pretty packed in the express lanes. I-5 southbound stop and go from 522 into the city from an earlier wreck.
Attention fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
KJR, good morning. 9:37. Bob, Spike, and Joe with Jody. And this is show four on the 4-3-2-1 countdown to Friday, August 8th. On Saturday, August 9th, Spike and the Impalers will play at the Taste of Edmonds. And we're going to be in the beer garden, where all of you will be enjoying your Bud and Bud Light while we play
the biggest set. Yeah, I want to apologize to you now because I know we got you to agree to do this because we told you there was a garden.
There's no garden in the
no
beer garden.
No flowers. There'll be no soil. Cisco's not. Cisco might be there drinking, but we're gonna. It's a lot of beer.
There's a lot of beer there. I'm okay with the beer.
A lot of people that love you and want to come up and probably hug on you a little bit and. Maybe I'll spill a little beer on you.
That's okay.
Okay.
So Gatorade. You could dump that on me if you want. That would be actually somewhat appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Right? Don't do that, actually.
Friday morning, 9:56.
Is that a real thing that we can do?
No,
that
no, don't.
Oh, it's out there now.
All right. So let me just quickly get rid of that thought.
Yeah, quickly do your thing.
So anyway, that's Saturday, and it is 4 to 5:30.
Yep.
And I realized it's Saturday. It's not Friday.
Nope.
So that's prime time, 4 to 5:30. Then 6:30 to 8, Heart by Heart, featuring original members of Heart and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mike DeRozier and Steve Fossen, along with Randy Hansen, Lizzie Daymont, Summer Masick, and me on keyboards. We'll be doing our set 6:30 to 8. So Taste of Edmonds Saturday, if you want to say thank you and farewell. I promise that we'll be signing stuff and hanging out and, you know.
I'll be signing women's breasts. Yes.
Really? That's a new thing for you?
No.
You've always done that?
No, I've always done that. Oh. Yeah. Did I just bring the room to a screeching
no,
halt?
No, I think for you,
yeah,
that's fine.
Thank you.
Because you're a non-practicing whatever it is.
Right.
Okay. Now, Luciana said something. She said, I have a surprise guest for you. And I said, I hate surprises. But she said, you're going to love this one. So is this on the phone?
It's going to be in a second.
Hold on. Give him a second. Give him a second.
You're going to be very excited.
Uh-oh. I don't know.
You are. It's a really good one.
It's a good surprise.
I'm personally excited, too.
So are you supposed to hand me the intro?
I'll hand you the intro, yeah.
After you've heard the voice.
After you've heard the voice.
All right. And is it someone on the phone?
Not yet.
And is it something that's not happening?
It's not happening. He's very important. So the way
it's a very big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Hmm.
President Obama.
Even bigger than that.
Bob Rivers.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you for
I looked at your birth certificate. It looks just like mine.
From the other Washington. Heard you're born in Hawaii. That big pink hospital on a hill. Well, okay. Let me just say.
All right. I don't know.
That's what we do.
Your Obama's gotten really good.
Thanks.
It's a shame.
Keep working on that Obama.
It's a real shame.
Because it's, you know, it's the end of his lame duck term.
Rush Limbaugh, listen. Dying to talk to you. A couple things I want to bring up.
That's good.
Okay. Also, I should mention, tickets for our Christmas show at Snoqualmie Casino are on sale right now for Spike and the Impaler's Christmas show. Go to Ticketmaster and get those. And tickets for Heart by Heart at the historic Everett Theater around Christmas time are on sale. And then we have concerts with the Impalers at the Point Casino in Kingston in September and Heart by Heart in October. So please come and see us and put them on your calendar now because all my hyping abilities go away on Friday. All right. Do we have our guest?
It's almost there. It's almost there.
Eric is on the phone waiting for somebody to be there. Is it Bill Gates?
Better.
Better than Bill Gates?
Yeah, Bill's so boring, what with the saving the world business.
I always dreamed meeting Bill Gates, and the closest I came was I door-dinged him once outside of a movie theater. It was a very special premiere of The Lord of the Rings. True story. And I parked next to this incredible sports car. And I opened my door and it went dink and I went uh-oh and there was a tiny little mark there and I felt like terrible, like should I leave a note, and I didn't. And when Lisa and I were walking out at the end of the movie, it was Bill and Melinda Gates walking to their car.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, because I was following him, and then when he went right to that cool car.
You made him so mad that there's some country that still has malaria because he's like, you know what? Screw it. Why should I do all this for everybody else?
Well, I thought about it, and I thought it would be more of a bother for me to mention it than for him to just order up a brand new car. So I didn't say anything, but I felt terrible.
Tell it to the children.
But I had always, remember, I was always a big Bill Gates supporter, even when people were against
him. Well, it's not Bill Gates.
It's not Bill Gates. You guys suck.
You guys are setting you up for a major letdown.
Yeah, they are. Exactly.
What are you talking about?
If Bill Gates called me and said, hey, Bob, I enjoyed listening to you. It was the inspiration for Bob, that Microsoft computer that never went anywhere.
What do you mean it's a major letdown? He has a lot of questions to ask this person about his third
act. He's a great guy. He's an old friend. He's a great guest, but he's not the president. He's not Bill Gates, and you said he's better than either one.
Well, he probably is to me. In this moment, yes, he has a lot of answers for Bob in this particular moment of his life.
This guest is so important. He's not picking up the phone.
Yeah.
The president of the AARP. Please welcome Scooter McGlibby.
Oh, right. Is he not picking up? We can move on if he's
Who
not picking
could
up.
It be?
Well, Luciana's talking to his agent now. This is how big this guy is.
A guest with an agent.
Oh, my.
Oh. If don't I guess, is it bad?
No. Yeah, don't. Don't do that. Christmas morning. Come on, clam dip.
I think I know who it is now. Someone very inspirational to me. But not Larry King,
because
we just talked a few days ago.
Right.
You know, I have all these people that were my mentors, only I was, you know, burglarizing them for mentorship because they didn't know they were mentoring me. But I always used to look at people who were like Johnny Carson.
Right.
I would tape his show and say, I need to learn how to be a host like that guy. And then Jay Leno, who would write jokes and there was a book about Jay about how amazing he believed in the 10,000 hours. You work really hard at something and you keep getting better. And I liked Larry King and the way he interviewed people. And there's a few others. I enjoyed Howard Stern. I couldn't do a shock jock thing like that because it was against my upbringing. But I liked how he was intimate and really let his inner thoughts out on the radio. It took a lot of chances. I didn't want to take any.
No, plus there were no strippers and wasabi available.
Well, we did that stuff in our younger days of radio. We had some of that. Mm-hmm. Like when we were in our 30s and we would interview porn stars and things like that. But we did a more serious interview. Like,
porn stars are always so interesting to talk to, aren't they?
Some of them were. It'd be like, whoa, you know, why did you choose this as a career? And
because I was so tired of being a brain surgeon.
Stuff like that.
Hard on me.
Well, you would have enjoyed those days.
I bet.
Yeah.
We do have one very fascinating guy in the studio we could talk to while we wait, because
Daryl Westmoreland is a photographer who's photographed the biggest rock stars on the planet. And back in the 90s, with his camera, he captured the entire Seattle rock scene. And he is in the studio. We met you over at the DNR Theater. How's that? How's everything for you? Are you still in Aberdeen?
Yeah. All right. Yep. In Aberdeen,
what's going on with the DNR? I know that John Cape was like...
I think he kind of went on a hiatus this kind of summer, but he's got some shows planned.
All right, shows are coming back.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
I just wish the town would let him just mow that whole rest of the town down and make the whole thing a big civic center.
Just implode.
Put a huge hotel in there.
Implode the whole thing.
They need to just, they need to get with Kurt Cobain. They need to just rename it Cobainville.
Yeah. There you go.
There is nobody in anywhere in the Northwest and maybe in the country that has more photos than Daryl from the 70s, the 80s. I knew when we were at KISW, when I saw Daryl in the lobby, I knew somebody very important was coming in.
Well, Daryl, if you had to pick one photo of yours, just one, and call it the most amazing photo you've got, what would it be? I mean, that's an impossible task.
Which one of your children do you like the best?
Yeah. If you had to kill all the rest of your children, which child would live? That's a terrible way to put it.
Actually, it was Dolly Parton.
Was it Dolly Parton?
Yeah. She was like the coolest.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And was it the particular angle you got, or was it something about that photo?
Yeah,
that
she just wanted me to hang out with her, so.
Oh, you got to hang with her?
Yeah.
She was in a mood.
She was in a mood.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did that night go?
Probably into the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you trying to suggest you got to make out with Dolly Parton?
I'm not saying anything.
did you kiss
Dolly Parton on her lips? You better tell me right now.
Is the photo recognizable? We wonder what we're looking at.
Well,
nope. Yeah. What makes Daryl's work different from any photographer I've ever seen is it's authorized. He was the guy the record companies hired to go hang out with these people, so he got the access that nobody else ever got. It's not just from the stage. It's backstage. It's in the dressing room. It's everything. And you need to make a book out of this stuff.
Well, yeah. I am working on a coffee table book, but then I've been scanning. I went back and I'm going to scan some more. But I have so much
stuff. And Dolly talk about?
What do we talk about?
You must have talked to her for a while, because I know this kind of experience.
I don't know. She kind of played off back and forth when we were doing the meet and greets and stuff, and then she said, come on, sit down with me. Mm-hmm. Why sign autographs?
It's lonely to be a big star sometimes. Yeah. You just want to hang with somebody.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are kind of like that, really, when you're backstage with them.
Yeah. I got to hang out all night with Ronnie Wood of the Stones once.
Oh, cool.
And it was the kind of thing you could never plan.
Did you kiss him on his mouth? Tell me right now.
I would have. No, I wouldn't have. But I was sitting there going, wow, what do I do with this opportunity? Like you feel when you're hanging around big stars.
Yeah, well, Keith Richards, I hung out with him, and I never seen a guy light a cigarette right when
with
he was done
cigarette.
With the other cigarette.
And just kept smoking.
Yeah. Yep.
And this was in the 80s, and I looked at the guy and go, man, he's never even going to live to look as old as he is. And then I figured, okay, he's a vampire then. Must be
something weird. Yeah. You know, I feel that way about people, and I'll be amazed. They just have, they don't have that gene that makes them get sick. And I wish you could know. I wish there was a test.
Well, I think it's the blood transfusion when he goes to Canada.
He did blood transfusions. was this around that time, you think?
Yeah, I think they filtered his blood, and he was ready to go again.
Yeah, not available to all of us.
No.
We've got to write Satisfaction and Start Me Up, and then then you've got that kind of private jet to go there. All right. Yeah. Hey, I guess that your surprise is not going to happen, right?
Give us 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds. If it doesn't happen, we apologize.
By the way, you should always ask for more seconds than you actually need.
Okay, give us 5. Okay. 5 seconds.
So you think it's...
It's been 10. We knew that or not.
All right. Before we go, quick news stories. Here's Jody. What's going on with the Ebola deal?
Oh, everyone's fine.
All right. Good to know. Next.
how in the world are we going to not? How are we going to stop?
No, I mean, there's 18.
How is this going to come to an end? I don't get it.
18 news channels covering that. Yeah, but I hope everybody's fine.
If you want to know, the second American infected with Ebola has arrived in the U.S., is on her way to Atlanta to continue her medical treatment. Nancy Wrightbull touched down at Bangor International Airport just this morning. The plane refueled, underwent a federal customs inspection, and now is going down to Atlanta's Emory Hospital, where Ebola-infected Dr. Kent Brantley is also being treated, again, as we talked about yesterday, with the experimental serum that appears to be helping them survive the extremely lethal virus. And again, don't freak out about Americans infected with Ebola coming back to the country. You're not going to get it unless you come in contact with any of their fluids.
Body fluids. Yeah. Totally.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
Body fluid.
Thank you. Mm. In the meantime, we do want to mention some serious news because it's a big deal, as Joe and I were talking about in commercials. An Afghan soldier killed three coalition troops this morning, including a U.S. Army major general at a military training camp outside of Kabul today. The general has not been named. He was the highest ranking member of the U.S. military to be killed in fighting during the Afghanistan war. And that is a very big deal in the news today.
Thank you, Jody.
Yes.
We have three more shows, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And apparently, oh, we have my special surprise guest. Oh, I love this guy. He's very inspirational. You're right. It shouldn't have been a surprise because I would have loved to be ready for him. It's Mark Maron. Are you the number one podcaster in America? I think you are, Mark.
I don't know. You know, in some people's point of view, yeah, I do all right. People seem like, I think maybe today I am, Bob. Maybe
today you are. For today.
Maybe today, if we go to iTunes Comedy Podcast, maybe today, as far as the public is concerned, I am the number one comedy podcast. I'm going to go look right now. What's going on, fellas?
Put the phone down. Go look. We'll
go look. Yeah. We've got all kinds of time. We've got 3 minutes.
No, I know it's a tight schedule. I know I screwed up. Look at that. I'm number one today on comedy. So.
That's perfect. Hey, Mark, first of all.
Sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late because I was expecting your call, but my phone wasn't.
Yes.
And, I didn't have the phone on. I was in here. I'm researching a big guest I have to interview today.
Who are you interviewing today?
Oh, do I got to tell you? I'm going over to Bob Newhart's house.
Wow.
In about an hour. And, you know, hopefully it'll go well. I don't like to usually say that who I'm interviewing before I do it.
All right. Well,
who the hell knows what could happen.
This is local radio. No one will ever know. Hey, let me say something, Mark, because we actually do have limited time, which is ironic, because the thing I love about your podcasts is that you don't have the limits of regular radio. That I will look at a podcast and I will say, wow, he's going to talk to Lewis Black for an hour and 20 minutes. And it'll sometimes take me a couple of days driving around in the car to hear the whole interview. And one of the other things you do that, like, it's so amazing is you don't do the typical radio interview. Like, at first that bothered me because I'm a radio guy. But I listened to your conversations, and now I get why it's so amazing and why they gave you a TV show. And by the way, we'll get to the TV show. Because I am going to stroke you pretty good now, and I hope you'll come back and talk for longer than 3 freaking minutes next time. But anyway,
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, what you do with your conversations is they happen more organically and more naturally than almost all other media conversations. And I was inspired by that, and I wondered if you're doing that on purpose. But also, the other thing about you is you're very honest about your own shortcomings, which works very well, and that you've not always been thought of yourself as this incredibly successful guy, right?
Right. Well, look, you know, the medium, like, I can only do it the way I do it. You know, I didn't spend enough time in radio to develop, you know, radio habits. A radio guy once said to somebody else about podcasting, these guys don't know what they're doing. They don't even reset the guests.
Right.
There's no reason to. So the thing that happened with me is that I'm doing exactly what I'm comfortable doing. I don't really pay much attention to it. There was not a plan. I didn't plan to do it different than other media. I just followed my heart and just engaged the way I engaged as honestly as possible because I was afforded that freedom with this medium. And, you know, I have complete control over it, so no one could tell me differently. There was nothing hanging in the balance or no advertisers to disappoint or general managers to to school me on what needed to be done.
Right.
So I was able through podcasting, through these microphones, to be the most genuine I could be and the most true to myself I could be. And that's always been a concern of mine in any of my creativity or my output, right, was this journey to be as true to myself as possible. And obviously, we all lie to ourselves a little bit, but I try to call myself out on that. And when I'm with guests, I just try, all I'm looking for is to have some sort of emotional engagement with them, an authentic conversational engagement with them. I don't know that they really know that, but I need a lot from my guests.
Well, it's pretty amazing. And a lot of your guests, by the way, and it started out, I'm sure you just got your best friends, great comics and people you knew, but now a lot of your guests are like honored to sit down with you and enjoy it. And now, by the way, is everything good with Moon still? Are you going out with Moon?
No.
That fell apart?
A while back.
Oh.
That ended a while back. I had high hopes. And, fortunately, it didn't get too messy or too ugly. I just couldn't handle the situation,
All right. We don't have time. We're on the radio, so we don't have time to get into that. I do want to say this. Your IFC television show, Marin, first season. Binge watched it, loved it. Did it on a long flight, several long flights. The second season, your episode with Ray Romano.
Yeah,
that's amazing television.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
He hasn't gotten to the radio episode yet, Mark.
Yeah.
Clearly.
No, I haven't. I'm two or three into it.
I called in late.
It's a good one. You're going to like
okay.
it.
Okay. So, Mark, is this the worst microphone you have in your collection? Because this is, it's not a very intimate sound. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on my headset. I feel bad about
it. He totally forgot about this call. It's okay.
I didn't forget about it. I just didn't have my phone on. I was in my garage researching. Bob Newhart, but I want to say something to you.
Sure.
Out of all the guys, and I don't hold a lot of grudges, but there are some things that I just won't do because, people didn't treat me well. But out of all the radio guys that I worked with over my career, even when I didn't have a career, you guys, you and Spike and Joe and the fellow, everybody over there, were always really supportive of me and always have me in there. And I really appreciate that. I think you do a great show. And I'm sure a lot of people are sad to see you're gone, but it sounds like you're going to be doing something you really want to do.
Yeah. Well, I am going to try the whole podcasting thing. I fully expect to fall and fail and not have that many listeners. And because I don't know, I don't know how you attract listeners when you're just posting it on the internet. But I have a couple things I want to continue doing. One of them is interviewing and having kinds of discussions you have with smart people. I've always liked finding really like smart scientists and brain people. And then the other is supporting music and having musicians on to talk about their craft followed by a live performance. So there's probably different from what you do, but I have a sort of like when I first get in this business, I watched Johnny Carson to learn a little bit about how to be a host. And now I listen to Mark Maron to go, okay, how do you have a more long form, take time to let something develop, and you don't sit there and worry about ratings and have it sparkle and become special?
Think of it as a first date.
A first date?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's funny you would say that. You know why? Because the interviews we do that are on satellite and are limited to 6 or 7 minutes, I've always called it speed dating, that you have to hit on the person immediately and you have to try and get a let them feel you up emotionally.
You have to have dinner and a movie.
Yeah, you take a longer time. All right. Well, Mark Maron, folks, I'm a huge fan of his, and he is one of the people I wanted to say thank you to while I still had a way to promote him so he might take my call because,
No, well, thank you.
I don't know that he'll be as gracious as we've been when I'm down and out.
Nobody's going to be.
No.
You're going to be all alone.
I will.
All right.
I will. You guys have been very good to me, and good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you. Mark Maron, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Maybe we'll talk more. Maybe he won't be able to pick up the phone. I'm not sure. That was nice.
See, that was a good surprise guest. You're fine.
Yeah, he's good. My guess was Bill Gates, which kind of took some of the whoopee out of that whoopee cushion.
You shouldn't aim so high.
9:57. I just got the packet from the Mariners to throw out the first pitch Monday night. And let me see. They also approved Spike and Joe to go with me. But so far, I haven't confirmed that we can get three balls. They've done this before where they have three people throw a pitch simultaneously. Mm-hmm.
Three Stooges, I think, did last.
Is that what the... You funnin'?
I think I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I'd have to ask.
It's hard to tell. Mo, Larry, and Curly. And so Monday night, which is the Mariners playing the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah. And those are the guys we're chasing for the wild card. This
is
the
important game.
Most critical series coming up, providing, of course, we survive the Braves
all
this
right.
week.
And I said I would not do this unless Spike and Joe, who are truer sports fans than I, were able to come out on the mound as well. So Bob, Spike, and Joe, Monday night, Toronto Blue Jays, 7:10 p.m. We are late, thanks to the boss for saying we could stay on a little extra time. All the misery ends for him on Friday. Oh, and as we close out the show, here's Jody with the last word of the day.
Today's last word of the day is brought to you by Union Bank of California, and I'm donating the word to Pedro. What do you say?
Cleavage.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I Heart today's summer hits. iHeart Summer's biggest hits. In the summertime. All on iHeart Radio. With a sizzling new look and improved features. Easier search to find the stations and music you love. Improved custom music station feature. Choose an artist or song and iHeart Radio builds a custom playlist on the spot. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. Download the summer's hottest app or listen online, iHeartRadio.com.
Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s with some sun in the afternoon. Down to the mid-70s beginning tomorrow through the work week into the weekend, upper 70s to low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Mary Lee in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing. Need a plumber at night or on the weekends? Don't worry. Call the Waving Man for guaranteed work. Open evenings and weekends with no extra charge. Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.
American Family Insurance wants to help you take the next step in protecting your auto, home, business, life, and most importantly, your dreams.
What if my dream is to start a cupcake business?
Yeah, we can help you protect it.
I'll buy an old bakery and then maybe drum up enough business to buy a truck and take my treats to some shops around town.
With our multi-line offerings, we can protect your dreams wherever they take you.
When that takes off, I'll have a whole cupcake baking factory and a fleet of trucks delivering across America.
If you can dream it, American Family Insurance can help with a plan designed to protect your unique dreams.
I think I'd be good on my own cupcake baking TV show.
Find an agent or get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM. And I will do it for you. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Dad, I got straight A's.
This is nonsense.
Sorry,
son. I'm just frustrated. I should have switched to ShareBuilder from my online investing because my current brokerage keeps giving me high fees, constant Investo babble, and a complex website with gobbledygook. I just can't take them.
Gobbledygook? Glad that wasn't on my spelling test.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC.
Deep Purple is coming to Seattle's closest casino. Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series welcomes 1975's loudest band, Deep Purple, on Sunday, August 10th. Witness the beginning of hard rock at the Mountain View Plaza just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Got a problem? Call Bob. Got a problem? Call Bob.
My wife, Lisa, is extremely hot.
Yeah, Bob, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah, she's hot, but she's also warm, you know, because it's super hot outside. This summer has been hot, and so my wife is hot, but she's also warm. Can you help us out, Bob? We need AC.
Oh, Bob, I see what you did there. You're right. It's time you installed air conditioning in your home. In fact, your whole family would sleep much better in cool comfort. Luckily, AC has never been more affordable. With plenty of financing options available, Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning has the York AC you need to ensure you and your family are cool and comfortable without breaking the bank. We also give free estimates, so there's never any risk. Air conditioning is just a phone call away.
Cool. These Puget Sound Summers and my beautiful bride, Lisa, are just too hot to live without AC. Thanks, Bob.
Don't sweat it.
Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Bob.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute at Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopole. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Like a comfy leather couch you just can't bring yourself to get out of, so goes the left lane of the highway for an absent-minded few.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 51. Oblivious Left Lane Occupant.
It matters not how many honks, high beams, or dirty looks he receives because he's in his own little world. A world where speed limit 60 can actually mean 51. And the words, stay right except to pass, are merely a suggestion. Perhaps it's the breathtaking mountain view, or maybe it's the continuous soft hits on the radio, or maybe he thinks this is London, England, if he thinks at all. Oblivious Left Lane Occupant, you're one of us. And like you, we're happy right where we are. So we provide the kind of fast, fair claim service that keeps Northwest people coming back. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you, a little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Attention appliance shoppers! Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair Sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lee Appliance Seafair Sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleeappliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
Northwest Golf fans, Gamble Sands and Brewster is now open. Book your tee time now at GambleSands.com.
This report is brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, reminder that the 520 floating bridge is going to be closing to cars, opening for boat traffic at 10 o'clock. That'll last between 20 and 30 minutes. We have this issue on Snoqualmie Parkway. A massive collision was blocking the whole road just north of I-90, but it looks like it's cleared in the northbound lanes. The southbound lanes are still blocked, but State Route 18, because of that, is extremely backed up from Issaquah-Hobart Road out to I-90.
With fares from just $69, book a trip now to one of Alaska Airlines' destinations, like San Francisco, San Jose, or San Diego. Travel from Seattle valid from September 3rd to December 16th, 2014. Book by 8/12. Restrictions apply. Visit alaskaair.com for details.